Alrighty, welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. We are in deep stretch. This is Mike Wobshaw from Vikings.com. He's going to have the winning formula for us momentarily. Big one tonight in Minneapolis, Vikings and New York Giants. We've talked about it all show. If the Vikings win tonight and next week, they are NFC North Division champions for the first time since 2009. Let's get a DraftKings extra point and an update from New York on the Giants.
The New York Giants come into this game with playoff hopes alive. They need some help, but if they win out, they still have a chance to win the NFC East. They have lost four of their last five games, but they are playing some pretty good football. A big reason they're playing so well is their quarterback, Eli Manning. Eight touchdowns and one interception in the Giants' last two games. But this week, he's going to be without his top target, Odell Beckham Jr., suspended by the NFL for his actions on the field against the Panthers and Josh Norman last week. So who's going to step up for the Giants? At wide receiver, you have Reuben Randle and you have Akeem Nix. Randle has two touchdowns in his last two games, and Akeem Nix is a veteran the Giants brought back midway through the year to replace the injured Victor Cruz. On defense, the Giants' pass rush has been a lot better since Jason Pierre-Paul got back on the field.
Play fake, little boot action to the right, under pressure, hit, sacked by Jason Pierre-Paul, back at the 11-yard line.
Now, the Giants' main weakness is their secondary. They've given up more than 300 yards per game through the air on average. That would be an NFL record for the most passing yards allowed in a season. The Giants trying to fix that in their secondary with the presence of two good cornerbacks, Prince Amukamara and Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie. That's the New York Giants, guys. It should be a good game against the Vikings. We'll see you on Sunday night.
All right, thanks for that. What do you think of the game this evening?
A lot of interesting story angles in this game, I think, from a personnel standpoint. But really, to me, I think this is just all about the Vikings and their form entering the final two games and hopefully the playoffs. When it comes to the New York Giants, it's not going to be an easy win. They're not going to lay down for us. They're going to play with pride. It's a tough team. Eli Manning can go no huddle. He can throw the ball all over the place and challenge defensive backs. So I expect a very good effort from the Giants, and hopefully the Vikings can stay healthy and stay in good form.
A definite Verizon winning formula for the Vikings taking care of the Giants would be a stout pass rush. They're coming off five sacks of Jay Cutler. That's definitely a winning formula.
Absolutely. The Vikings had no more than two sacks in any game dating all the way back to week seven. Finally got five against Jay Cutler and the Bears. So that was really good to see. And how about Danielle Hunter with the way he's been playing? You know, fun to listen to Mike Zimmer talk about a rookie the way he does, because Mike Zimmer doesn't throw around false praise. So right. That might have been the best Brian Robinson we've seen all season. Had a huge play early in the second half that really turned the momentum around early in the third quarter. So I really like the way he's playing right now.
And the Verizon winning formula offensively against a New York Giants defense that has been a little leaky on the back end is to continue, I would imagine, what it has done the last couple of games. Running Adrian pretty efficiently, pretty consistently. But in the Arizona game, Teddy Bridgewater hit 11 different guys. Didn't hit that many in the Bears game, but he mixed in Jerick McKinnon and put him on a big game. Got a nice little offensive formula going right now.
You said mix. It's mixing in different receivers, and it's mixing run and pass. It's throwing with play action on first down because everyone is crowding the box. I think Norv Turner and Teddy Bridgewater have really hit a rhythm in the last two games, and it's been fun to see. When Teddy is back there and he's protected and he's throwing with confidence, it looks really good. The touchdown pass to Stephon Diggs, the first one, a thing of beauty. And then, you know, Teddy can pull it down and run, which he did. He scored a rushing touchdown last week, too. So he's got that threat to his game as well. So it's been really fun to watch this passing game evolve and improve, because I think the Vikings passing game can outmatch this Giants secondary.